I'm Cameron Harold, the founder of the Second in Command podcast. Really quick, before we jump into today's episode, you need to know about two important ways that we can help you and your company grow. Number one, check out the COO Alliance. It's for COOs, presidents, VP ops, or whoever is your company's second in command to the CEO. The COO Alliance is the world's leading community for the second in command, and it gives COOs the tools and connections to grow themselves and the company. Head over to COOalliance.com to learn more about our members and the results, the program, and our 10x guarantee. If you qualify for membership, you can set up a complimentary call with our team to discuss if it's right for you. I'll tell you about number two in a bit, but first, let's start this week's episode. And if we're so busy doing stuff, we're often doing the wrong stuff, right? What we should be doing is delegating all of the stuff to people that don't have the skills to do it yet. Train them and give them the skills and confidence to do that stuff. And then we should be leading versus doing.
100%. And there's one thing in your praise that you were automatically doing but didn't call out, which is be specific about what you're praising.
Welcome to the Second in Command podcast, produced by the COO Alliance and brought to you by its founder, Cameron Harold. In the Second in Command podcast, we talk to top COOs who share the insights, strategies, and tactics that made them the chief behind the chief. And now, here's your host, Cameron Harold.
Do you have any tips on how to give good praise?
Yeah, it's really like growing our children, right? When you've got kids, you don't wait to do a 90-day review with your two children to say, hey, good job over the last 3 months. You catch them doing something right every minute of the day, and you praise them on what they did right. And then you also catch them instantly on where they mess up, and you say, hey, can't do that again. This is how you do it properly. It's okay. I still love you, but this is how you do it properly, right? You grow them and you coach them. Well, leaders need to be really good at that situational leadership of growing people, but we also need to every minute of every hour of every day look for people doing something right. I remember the story about Howard Behar, who was one of the four or five CEOs of Starbucks. And when Howard Behar was CEO, he would spend 2 hours every single Friday handwriting thank you notes to people and different stores inside the 14,000 store network at Starbucks. So every Friday on his desk was a stack of thank you notes and a spreadsheet. Store number 12, Frappuccino record. He'd be like, hey, store number 12, congrats on the Frappuccino record. Really, you know, that's amazing. Love you. See you in the field, Howard. Kelly Smith, 7 years. Kelly, congrats on your 7 years at Starbucks. Love that you're still with us, Howard. He didn't know who to praise. He didn't know who to thank, but there was a system in place and he was doing 2 hours every single week. So that was like 5% of a 40-hour work week on praise. COOs need to put time in their calendar to praise people. Put time in their calendar to find out who just hit some good results. Find out in their calendar who's living the core values. And then send out a Loom video, send out a Slack message, send out a personal note, send out an email, whatever. But spend time catching people doing something right and praising. That has to be in your calendar as a specific working on the business. And if we're so busy doing stuff, we're often doing the wrong stuff, right? What we should be doing is delegating all of the stuff to people that don't have the skills to do it yet, train them and give them the skills and confidence to do that stuff. And then we should be leading versus doing. Hey there, Cameron here. Are you enjoying the show thus far? We're going to get right back to it in a sec, but just let me ask you a quick question. Are you a COO or a second in command tasked with helping the company hit and exceed its growth goals? Having spent many decades of my life dedicated to this role, I know one of the secrets of growth is to surround yourself with like-minded people, also pushing and striving to go where you want to go. It's why, as a listener to this podcast, I want to officially invite you to the COO Alliance. It's for COOs, presidents, VP ops, or whoever is your company's second in command to the CEO. We're the world's leading community for the second in command, and it gives COOs the tools and connections to grow themselves and the company. When you're a part of this peer group, you'll get access to unprecedented support, guidance, and resources to grow your company's bottom line, improve your ability to streamline processes, connect with other top seconds in command to assist you and bring out your greatest potential,
and so much more. Go to www.coalliance.com to see if you qualify. It's where you can also see other members and the results of the program, as well as our 10x guarantee. If you qualify for membership, you can set up a complimentary call with our team to discuss if the group can be the right fit for you. Once again, it's www.coalliance.com. Now back to the show.
And there's one thing in your praise that you were automatically doing but didn't call out, which is be specific about what you're praising. Saying good job doesn't matter. Saying good job because you did X matters.
Yeah. Good job with the way you took the milk out of the fridge and you poured it carefully using two hands. And I'm really proud of you for putting it back in the fridge. That's what the kid remembers, right? Not, hey, good job this morning. Good job at what, mom? Right? Or good job what, dad? Yeah, very. And I also like being very specific on praising that you lived a specific core value in a specific way. Like, hey, great job on delivering what we promise, which is one of our core values. When you got back to that client at 3 o'clock today and you told them you were going to get back to them by the end of the day, that's amazing. They were really happy about that. Right. So it's reinforcing praise based on specific things and doing it very quickly after it happened. Don't wait 90 days to say, oh, good job 3 months ago for getting back to somebody. Right. So it's, by the way, the book, The 1 Minute Manager, that was written by Ken Blanchard and Dr. Paul Hersey 40 years ago, is still to this day probably the best book on managing and growing people that exists.
I was reading all of these leadership and management books at the same time as having a newborn and a 2-year-old. So I was reading all of the parenting books at the same time. And I would alternate between the books. And at a certain point, I was like, I don't need to alternate anymore. These are actually saying the exact same things.
That's great.
And so, you know, it's just great for you to see that as well.
Yeah, I've got 2 children, and so growing a business is so similar to growing relationships. You know, the COO-CEO relationship is identical in so many ways to a husband and wife or 2 partners in like a lesbian or gay marriage. It doesn't matter. You have to work on communication, collaboration, making each other look good, having time away from the kids where you can build relationship and have fun and reconnect. You've got to be able to fight and argue and debate for the good of the company or the good of the family and the good of the family's core values and the good of the family's future. But you do that away from the kids. It's so similar. And yet we think that business is difficult. Business is so simple.
That is true. That is true. Bethany has talked about this quite a bit in the past around the kind of the parenting skill set and how it's quite similar. So that's
a nice validation there. And the husband-wife skill set, just because I've always... having been a COO and a wife at the same time, I'm like, I can only do one of those relationships. I'm not going to do both anymore. You have to choose which one.
You've been listening to Second in Command, brought to you by COO Alliance founder Cameron Harold. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to like, share, and subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and our other podcast streaming platforms. For more best practices from industry-leading COOs, visit COOalliance.com.